Our power of reflection gives us a chance to discover the truth, but what of those who don't use it? Alice will say of them, they can't. They're stuck in a repetition compulsion. But take note, none of our sexumvirate, Paul is no exception, shuts the door to freedom completely to anyone. When Paul says that those unable to use their power of reflection were sent strong delusion that they should believe a lie, quoting Paul, and this is from the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed. And we're in that moment. I think we can see that, right? The son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taketh out of the way. The power, guys. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. They receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned and believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Unquote. When Paul says these things, sees we who have come to hear him share that spirit. Paul is speaking to us. His word endured for 2 millennia as he knew it must, for God to be revealed in his time. The fullness of love come to every heart. Paul gives thanks for it, for us, his best beloved, we who hear, we who are called to see the promise of righteousness live in every heart, to see it established as the material basis of our lives. All of our sexumvirate came to the same conclusion in requiring that we seek, look for the truth, that our reason gives us a choice, and knowing that we must choose freely. Thank you for listening. The first two archival shows that we're about to hear are those immediately before and after Prince's murder on April 21st, 2016. A world-changing event, as was his coming. We will one day come to see this. Very grateful for you hanging in, staying strong, sharing the good news. Until next week, peace.